This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Special Representative of the Secretary General in Unmail, Farid Zarif, has called on all peacekeepers to continue to maintain the highest standard of professionalism. According to SRSG Farid Zarif, Unmail peacekeepers have over the years contributed significantly to peace, security and stability in Liberia. Mr. Zarif also urged peacekeepers to remain proud of their profession, regardless of the many challenges they face. The SRSG was speaking at a joint medal parade where over 300 peacekeepers received UN medals for their vital support and contribution to UNMIL. The over 300 peacekeepers who received UN medals are from Nigeria and Pakistan. Destined Case Assistance Program, DCAP, says it will soon launch a project aimed at creating awareness on the negative effects of sexual and gender-based violence on women and girls. According to the executive director of DCAP, the project will be launched on November 18 in Jamestown, Riverside County. Helena Wenner says the project will last for 21 days, will target 150 girls, but will be empowering only 75. Helena says DCAP will be educating women and girls how to seek redress in the courts as well as empowering them to be able to survive. Helena Wenner said they chose Riverside and Grand Bassa counties based on the alarming stories coming from there. The Ministry of Health Monday began awareness on the importance of antibiotics resistance. The Antibiotics Awareness Campaign, which runs from now till the 19th of November, is to tackle the growing resistance of antibiotics. The Director of Health Promotion at the Ministry of Health told on the radio that the awareness theme is seek advice from a qualified health professional before taking antibiotics. Reverend John Smoe said antibiotic resistance has become one of the biggest global health challenges as antibiotics, drugs which help fight infections, are starting to become ineffective. Reverend Smoe noted that activities for the Antibiotics Resistance Awareness Week are characterized by a series of discussions with health professionals talking about the usage of antibiotics drugs. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Zimbabwe's army chief has warned those responsible for purging the country's ruling ZANU-PF party to stop or the military will step in. The rare intervention comes just a week after President Robert Mugabe sacked his deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa. General Cristantino Chiwenga, who appeared at a news conference with another 90 senior army officers, did not refer to anyone by name. Mr. Mnangagwa, once seen as a successor to Mr. Mugabe, has fled into exile. Speaking at the army's headquarters, General Chiwenga said the removal of people who were involved in the independence struggle like Mr. Mnangagwa will not be tolerated. General Chiwenga also hit out at the squabbling between politicians, saying it had led to no meaningful development in the country for the past 5 years. Mr. Mnangagwa had previously served as Defense and State Security Minister. And most of the European Union's member states have signed up to a plan for closer defense cooperation. The UK and Republic of Ireland are among 5 states not participating. The other 23 are now committed to the Permanent Structured Military Cooperation PESCO plan to boost their defense budgets and joint capabilities. EU forces have gone to some hotspots, including the Central African Republic and Kosovo, but in some cases they have been short of funding and equipment. Under PESCO, each country has to provide a plan for national contributions. The participants will be backed by a European Defense Fund that should be worth 5 billion euros, 4.5 billion pounds, or $5.8 billion annually after 2020. The money will be used for weapons research and equipment purchases. That's the Unmail News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or Twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.